October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're visiting with the Southwest Crisis Center today about that. In particular, a couple special guests, so I'll let you introduce yourself today.
My name is Lainey Hall, and I am the adult advocate for Jackson and Cottonwood counties.
I'm Carrie Voss Drost, and I'm the assistant director.
So the significance of this month, let's start kind of from the top there. What's most important for people to know this year in particular?
Most important is really just to be aware of domestic violence and what it is and what it looks like. A lot of times people will think about the physical violence, which is easier to recognize. But there is a lot of other dynamics about domestic violence. Power and control is the main thing, and that can come in the form of physical violence. It can come in the form of manipulation, controlling who a person sees, who they talk to, erasing messages so that the person never gets to see them, and isolating a victim in that way. So just kind of raising awareness that domestic violence affects everyone and that we have services here in Jackson County.
Important to have a visual representation, something that we've talked about before. And so one of those things is a common tribute to a lot of causes, really. The ribbons, let's start with that.
So on the main street of Jackson, there will be purple ribbons tied up to the post for the month of October, and purple is the domestic violence awareness color. We also have our homicide memorial display up at the college in Jackson at Minnesota West. There is 24 confirmed victims of domestic violence homicide in the state of Minnesota for the year of 2024. So we have a memorial set up for each one of those victims, and they are on display with their name, picture, and a little bit of their story.
How important are those annual things just to be able to bring awareness to the month in particular?
I would say that those things are very important. And I think for probably a lot of people, they do seem more annual. However, for us, it's you know, day to day, it's every day. But the homicide memorial, that is annual. That is something that does come out yearly. But it is, yeah, as I said, is something that is just present all the time. And so we just take the month of October to recognize that.
Speaking of the color purple, it sounds like October 16th is a particular day for that as well.
Yep. So October 16th is the Domestic Violence Awareness Wear Purple Day. So on October 16th, which is a Thursday, we do encourage people to wear purple in support of the domestic violence awareness.
What are the best resources in case somebody wants to maybe reach out or is interested in finding out more about how to spread awareness or even combat domestic violence?
So we have offices in several different counties. In Jackson, our office is located up at the Minnesota West College, and we do have a 24-hour SafeLine number, which is 507-376-4311. And you can call that day or night, and somebody will actually be speaking to you that is from the area. It's not just like a 1-800 number. It is somebody from Southwest Minnesota, one of the advocates that you can reach 24/7.
We also have our website, mnswcc.org. You can find information on there as well. Information about our services and programs, volunteering,
support group opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go check all of that out. Absolutely.
Yep.
Like you said, and you made a great point there, it's really day to day, a lot of what you do with the Southwest Crisis Center when it comes to this in particular, unfortunately, of course, but fortunately, you guys are there. And so, you know, are there, you know, particular maybe stories or points that you think are most helpful to share with people when you encounter, especially with the domestic violence situation stuff?
What I would say is most helpful sometimes is just to listen to someone. Usually, I don't think I've ever had anyone come into the office and say, I'm experiencing domestic violence, or I'm a victim or a survivor, or, you know, using those words and that terminology. It's usually, you know, I want to talk to someone, something just doesn't seem right. So really taking that time to sit down and listen to them. And then also noticing that abusive people are master manipulators often. And so they can can seem very kind out in the community. And so if someone, you know, a close friend, family member, whoever is telling you something, their lived experience could be different from what your experience is of that person.
That's tough and kind of heavy, but I appreciate you both sharing some of what's going on in this month and also just in general, especially the resources that we talked about as well. Any other thoughts before we go?
Maybe just give a short list real quick of some of the services that we do. We help with safety planning. So that's whether someone is in a relationship, leaving a relationship, whatever it may be. We help walk people through the criminal justice process. If there is a criminal justice process going on, we do a lot of listening ear. Like I talked before, that listening is important. And there's other things that we do. Like I said, I'm giving a short list, and I hate to give a list sometimes because there could be something somebody needs that we may not always be able to meet that need exactly, but we can look at other resources and see what we can do.
And once again, check out social media and online as well for the full rundown, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about that. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Carrie Vostrost and Lainey Hall telling us about what the Southwest Crisis Center has to offer, especially during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Thank you very much for all that you shared today. And thank you out there for listening as well.